Welcome to what is the net? Stop the Presses. And this is Ron Avery filling in for Mark Anderson. And he's going to be out for a while, maybe as long as a month. I'm not sure. But anyway, I told him I'd fill in for him. And so I'm looking forward to having more shows during the week. And it is August the 1st, 2022. And so I'd like to actually do cover some of the material that Mark Anderson writes in the American Free Press. But I'm going to open it up with just some of my stuff, my observations and things. First of all, I'd like to look at these things we're talking about, even at the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. There's a couple of things on there that caught my attention. I really didn't read them. But it says, a senior economist fact-checked by Facebook for saying U.S. is in a recession. He got fact-checked for saying that. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? And then there's another article over here I want to, and these are related. And this one is, it says, Manchin and Dems reach deal on reconciliation package. Call it, quote, Inflation Reduction Act, unquote. Okay. Well, I'm kind of amazed that this person got fact-checked because of their comment about recession. You know, does it mean that recession and inflation and depression are worse words than tyranny? Isn't that funny? You know, I've never been fact-checked on Facebook for calling America a dissolved, tyrannical nation. Never. I've got all kind. You go to my website, you'll find all kind of memes and all stuff that that say that the United States is dissolved, the state of Texas is dissolved, and they're all tyrannical. No fact check. Well, they'd play hell fact checking that one anyway, because if you look at the definitions of tyranny and dissolution, you're going to find out I'm dead on. I'm right on. And our problem is not a recession, not a depression, not inflation. It's tyranny. It's people, it's gangsters exercising power without authority. There is no lawful government in the United States. I mean, that's just a fact. You look it up. You want to go check it out? Check out John Locke, Second Treaties of Government. The very stuff, the document that America was built on, is the Second Treatise of Government by John Locke. And that's what Thomas Jefferson said. All principles of American liberty about concerning human liberty come from two men, Algernon Sidney in his Discourses on Government and John Locke in his First and Second Treatise of Government. That's where America comes from, right out of those books. You want to know exactly what America is supposed to be? Read the Second Treatise of Government by John Locke. You want to know how to interpret the Constitutions? Second Treatise of Government by John Locke. That's the man. That's the guy. He wrote the stuff 100 years before the U.S. Constitution. It was published. The Second Treatise of Government was published in 1689, a full 100 years before ratification of the U.S. Constitution. All the forefathers knew him. They quoted him. In fact, they quoted him so often they didn't even bother to credit him because everybody knew who they were talking about. You talk about life, liberty, and property, what government is, the sole end of government is the protection of property. Nobody had to say, oh, and by the way, John Locke wrote that. Everybody in the country knew who wrote that. I mean, you didn't have to give a footnote on that. Everybody knew it. That's what they read. They all had read him. Not once, but three or four times, probably more. So, anyway, I kind of wanted to make those comments on that. Next thing I think is really important, this one here. I can't believe this just keeps on going. The other thing that's totally obvious, that this our mass media cartel, the mass media cartel, owned by a handful of people with the same worldview, they keep pushing, they're pushers. They keep pushing injections. This is bad. I look at these vaccine, these so-called vaccines, as heroin. I mean, they're wanting to stick a needle in your arm and inject you with some caca. And now this new thing they got, this new thing, is monkeypox. Well, I'm sorry, that's really queer pox or sodomy pox. This so-called monkeypox is big, started in, and is spread through intimate contact of people of the same sex. Yeah, it's sodomy pox. And they're pushing that on the entire population. Looks like these queers and all these alternative sex confusion, these what do you, just confused, sexually confused, they could figure it out. That after a while, why do they have all these diseases with this? Could it be that the stuff just it's kind of something trying to tell them it's unnatural, and bad things happen when you do unnatural things? Yeah, I mean it's not a natural thing. It's confusion, and they want to make confusion acceptable lifestyle. I'm sorry, it's not an acceptable lifestyle. Confusion is not an acceptable lifestyle. It leads to trouble. It leads to diseases. No telling what kind of disease can ultimately be brought about by that. Well, anyway, if it wasn't pushed by government and the mass media cartel, all these alternative ideas about what a family is and what a marriage is and what is acceptable in society, we wouldn't have to be dealing with monkeypox and sodomy pox. Well, anyway, let's look back here at this this health, this vaccine agenda that the mass media cartel is still pushing. And I'm beginning to see more people wearing masks again and all of that, which is stupid beyond belief. But anyway, here the World Council for Health, if you go for all these big outfits, you ought to like this one. World Council for Health calls for immediate recall of all COVID-19 vaccines. I think that's impressive. Well, here it goes. And I'm, by the way, I'm reading this on James H. Fetzer's website. Go to James H. Fetzer. That's Fetzer. That's .org. JamesHFetzer.org. Now, if you go to just plain JamesFetzer.org, you end up on a guy named Leonard Posner's website. And Leonard Posner sued James Fetzer and took his websites and was trying to take his books, or they would say, I've already taken his books on Sandy Hook. And then, so when you go to the old website for James Fetzer, which was jamesfetzer.org, you end up on Leonard Posner's site that has nothing but the documents that were filed in court when he sued James Fetzer. Now, this whole issue isn't finished, however, because James Fetzer has filed for a petition for a writ of certiorari in the United States Supreme Court. So he presently has a petition in the United States Supreme Court, which I actually believe will be heard. Will actually he will receive a writ, and most likely everything that Leonard Posner has done in the last 4 years to James Fetzer will be completely reversed. If you believe in any kind of law at all, you're going to see how that is going to be reversed. And so you can also go see these same documents and commentary about them at postwtc.com. That's Post World Trade Center, postwtc.com. And then click on Posner versus Fetzer, and you'll see all these cases, but then you'll see a lot of commentary that's been put on there by people that think the whole lawsuit was a fraud. And you'll also be able to read his petition at the Supreme Court of the United States, or you can go straight to the Supreme Court of the United States and go down to look for cases, and you can type in Fetzer versus Posner. In this case, it's reversed. Fetzer is bringing this against Posner, his petition against Posner. So in this case, it's called Fetzer versus Posner, and it will pull up his petition before the Supreme Court and some other documents too, an amicus curiae brief. Anyway, I'm getting this from Fetzer's new blog called jameshfetzer.org, and it's got some, I'm going to read some of this to you. It says here, "Here is a very informative presentation by Dr. Peter McCullough, MD. Dr. McCullough is an American cardiologist. He was vice chief of internal medicine at Baylor University Medical Center and a professor at Texas A&M University. He is editor-in-chief of the journals Reviews in Cardiovascular Medicine and Cardiorenal Medicine. He is one of the most highly respected and published cardiologists in the United States." And goes on here, says, "He was once one of the most published and cited authors in the medical community. Since he has come out explaining the dangers of COVID-19 vaccines, Baylor and Texas A&M have cut ties with him." Wow, isn't that something? Cut ties with him now. Boy, don't these universities have a lot of guts? Talk about chicken squat. Baylor, that's a Christian university. They used to call it, what do they call it? Palestine on the, I can't remember now. Anyway, it meant it was a very religious place, on the Brazos or something like that. Palestine on the Brazos, I can't remember. Anyway, then they said, in Texas A&M too, they all, you know, it proves that these colleges and universities are being funded by some real criminal elements in America. It says here they cut ties with him, and he has had, now they don't only go that far. He has had his research revealing the dangers of COVID-19 vaccines suddenly unpublished and deleted. Yeah, that's the way you deal with controversy in an open society. You know, the powers that be, you know, when challenged in their material, that's how they should respond. Just unpublish it and delete it so no one can see it and read it. Yeah, you don't want to debate it and prove it's wrong. You don't want to show the error of Mr. McCullough or Dr. McCullough. You want to just get rid of it. I mean, that shows you how weak this society has become. This is a criminal society that cannot defend itself, and the only thing it can do is get rid of people, trash their stuff, hide their material. I mean, do we really want to continue to go down this road with this so-called government, quote-unquote government? This is no government. This is no media. We don't have a free press in this country. We don't have free television in this country. This is all owned by gangsters and criminals that have overthrown our country. Watching television today is like sticking your head down the barrel of a cannon, the enemy's cannon. Well, anyway, here's the gist of this report. Let me see if I can get down to it. It says, the World Council on Health found that the databases reveal more than 40,000 deaths linked to COVID-19 vaccines and called for an immediate recall of those vaccines, all of them. Pick up all that crap. Don't give another shot of that crap to anybody. And they say it's all underreported. And they said somewhere in here that they pull the, this is the most, COVID-19 vaccines are exponentially more dangerous. And more dangerous than, remember the polio vaccine? Here it is. World Council for Health noted that the polio vaccine was recalled in less than 1 year after 10 reported deaths. Yet the COVID-19 vaccine with 29,635 associated deaths has not been recalled after 2 years. I mean, this is criminal, people. This is actually criminal activity. If we had lawful government in this country, they'd stop that in a heartbeat. It would have been stopped a long time ago, and people like Fauci and Gates would be in prison. I mean prison, making big rocks smaller every day. Well, anyway, I see I got a caller. I'm going to take her real quick, and she'll have to hang on during the break to come on later. But Pat from Texas, how you doing?
Hi, several things. I remember when Baylor got taken over by the non-Christians. They locked the doors and took over. It's been in the last 30 years, so it's been a long time since it's been Christian.
Yes. Sorry. Yes, and I want to hear more about that if you have some more details on that when we get back. We've only got a few seconds, but go ahead. Keep going.
I just remembered when it happened, and I know I've been here 32 years or so. And there's another... I just was reading this.
Well, hang on, Pat. I'm going to have to stop you there. We'll be right back after this. Hang on, Pat. Okay.
Okay.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Good sound. I like that. Well, are you still with us, Pat?
Yeah. You know how they give babies DPTs? P stands for pertussis. And in 2012, they had an outbreak of whooping cough. That's pertussis. And they said, it had more than 26,000 whooping cough cases that year, including 10,000 in children 7 to 10 years old. And they said it's probably due to a weak shot.
A weak shot. It wasn't strong enough. You needed some more boosters, probably. Some more.
That's what they said.
Yeah, well, this world. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Pat. Get it out.
Well, I'm asking it as a trick, to see if they could give it to them. Probably had, instead of, before, when they made vaccines, they had blue blood from this crab, okay? And it cost thousands of dollars. And they started using it for IVs and all kind of crap, And so they couldn't put it in the shot. So then, that animal didn't hardly die at all of old age. Unless old age, because that blue blood would kill everything it touched. And the point was, in the vaccines, you're supposed to give them attenuated. That means the dead organism. The dead, your body sees it and makes a immunity against it, but none of it was supposed to be alive.
Yes.
So anyway, I bet you they just gave them some live pertussis, and so they ended up getting pertussis. Well, they wouldn't have got that many. They wouldn't have got that many on their own, you know.
Yes, that's right. Without the shot, I want to continue to read some of this because this is kind of an amazing. This World Council on Health has said that 40 the swine flu, to compare this COVID-19 to the swine flu vaccine. The swine flu vaccine was administered to 40 million people over a 10-week period in 1976. That vaccine program was stopped within 10 weeks because 25 people died and 500 people developed Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Yeah.
They said 25 deaths are a fraction of the... Now, they're saying here that there's really 1,215,000 deaths caused by COVID-19 vaccines. I'm thinking they're saying this is worldwide. I don't know. This is probably up in the upper part of the article here. But anyway, then it says that if the deaths, a typical new drug receives a black box warning after about 5 unexplained deaths. If the deaths raise to 50, the drug is pulled off the market. Again, 50 deaths is a fraction of the 1,215,000 million deaths caused by COVID-19 vaccine. So this is just a criminal act here.
I don't think you've ever heard me tell how... A guy named Gary Kaah, K-A-H, who worked for the Indiana state government, and he traveled all over the world, and he heard him planning this thing many, many years before. He wrote the books in 1999, or it was called The Common One World Religion, and En Route to Global Occupation. I think he had another one even before that said... a satanic origin of, I forgot. But anyway,
I've heard of these. Go ahead.
He was real quiet when he went around because he knew if he said anything, they'd shut up and they wouldn't let him know. This was planned a long time. This is just a depopulation thing. That's all of the world it is. And how anybody, you can still buy the books. I don't know why people didn't believe him or whatever, and still alive, he'd probably come talk to anybody, you know, because he's a good Christian and God's taking care of him is what it amounts to.
Yes, yeah, that is good.
Everybody on RBN listened to other stations, so I haven't told everybody.
Yeah. You're going to hang on again, Pat, because that was a little short segment. We're going to take another break here, and we'll be right back after this. Hang on.
Okay. Sunshine, shine on.
Smile, such platonic eye. How they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them all when the fear it calls. How we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it.
The biggest difference is really is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yeah, from a little big horn to the Rio Grande, it seems we've seen the last lemonade stand. Well, all the flea markets and the paper routes, if you can't trade him off, you get muscled out. All right.
Well, Pat, did you want to say any more about Baylor and some of these vaccines and stuff? You got any more to say there?
No, just the only the monkeypox. It's real, and the problem is that they want you to take a vaccine for it. But I've studied that thing, and it came. From Congo, I think people were importing these, what do they call them? Texas has got a bunch of these little things that jump up out of the ground and bark.
They're animals, and they live in the ground.
Yeah, but you can make a pet out of them. So,
African prairie dogs.
Prairie dog. Yeah, they were real careful about importing all that kind of stuff, but I don't know, clown world, I guess. And so apparently about 1,000 of them got it. And I don't remember all the details now, but they want you to think it's only to do with homosexuals, so that you'll get the shot. That's want you to do.
Yeah, but why would I want a shot if I'm not homosexual or something? They only tell you that in passing, that this is passed around.
That's
mainly.
That's not really true.
Oh, Oh, is that
because,
right?
Because if anybody had one of those prairie dogs that had it, and he got involved with rats or something, I mean, you can get it other kind of ways. They're admitting it now, but what they'll tell you is you cannot build immunity. See, that's not the human body. Human body can build immunity unless the whole thing is overwhelming. You know, like when they had the Black Plague, I mean, before you had a symptom, you could be dead in 8 hours. Bunch of people died then. And that's what they want you to think all this stuff is. And none of it's true. But you can still get that monkeypox, but it only lasts from 2 to 4 weeks. And I can read the words. I won't go into the medical words.
Yeah, they did say on even television that it's not severe. It's not even deadly. I don't think it's just painful. That's all.
If you let it get infected, you know, like if you ignored the fact that you have little blisters on you, and then they turn into pussy looking, and you let it get infected, you would have another infection is what it is. And I suppose it depends on what you got it infected with. But then it'll form scabs, and the scabs fall off. And after the scabs fall off, you're no longer contagious whatsoever. But I'm going to start wearing gloves now, because people cross my property here and they throw all kind of trash down, you know. I just leave it there until I get a pair of gloves to put, anything that touches that pus is contagious. And if you touch that, you can get it.
Yeah.
But it don't go through the air.
I don't want any of that stuff. I don't want any intimate relations with any other guys or any prairie dogs.
You don't have to have any intimate relations. They want you to think that so you'll get it, so you'll have to take a vaccine. You go there right now and ask, to that website. Boy, they're up on it.
Why would you get a vaccine after you already got it? I don't get that. Vaccine is supposed to be preventative.
Listen, just think about it. Nobody wants the COVID anymore, so they got all these vaccines. They probably put a new label on it called monkey virus. A monkey virus.
Sure, yeah. Got to get this caca into your body. We got to push the caca. Yeah.
But you do need to recognize that you could be contagious if you got it.
Well, sure. That's right. Yeah.
And everybody needs to take vitamin C and all the good things for you, and eat right, to be healthy, period. So, but if you think it's only for homosexuals, you might get real careless around,
I might start kissing women and get it, you know? I mean, that's a...
Well, that's right. I mean,
Don't be running around kissing strangers and stuff, you know? You're supposed to kiss in church, though, aren't you? You know, I mean, maybe not on the lips.
I wouldn't even hug anybody in church. How do you know they just didn't reach down and pat some little old animal that came from another country and might have it?
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's real, and they want you to think it's only rabid homosexuals that are getting it, so we'll all get it, and then they can get rid of a whole bunch of more vaccines they got left over.
Yeah, right. I mean, no telling what they are whipping up in there, and not only that, you know, they're whipping up stuff to put out there, viruses of various kinds. And they're developing the vaccines for them ahead of time. I mean, if we had lawful government, they'd just go shut all those damn labs down. Say, you start making any more of this caca, you're going to jail, and you're not going to see a test tube or a Bunsen burner or anything for the rest of your life. I mean, what are they doing with all this crap? I mean, they ought to just stop all that stuff.
It's a whole depopulation, and it's working. And yeah, the devil isn't going to give up.
I went to a family reunion, not a family reunion, it was a high school reunion a few years back. And I happened to get on there on the elevator in this hotel with my ex-wife. She happened to be in there. And I said, unlike the world, an elevator really does have an occupancy load that you do not want to exceed because the cables will break. Well, my ex said, well, even the world has an occupancy load. And I went, well, what is it and how do you prove it? See, this depopulation thing is a psycho thing. This is an antichrist, psycho, satanic thing. It has no justification in reality or science or any other thing. There is no limit, probably, in all reality to what the earth could support and what just society and the earth could support. There's no limit to it. And so the whole thing is a horrible notion that the earth can only support. What it is criminal gangsters only want to support so many slaves. Well, now, why would they want to first convert us to slaves, what they have to take care of? Or why not just have everybody be free and then have free exercise of their rights and have lawful government to protect all that and their property? They wouldn't have to worry about supporting slaves. People would support themselves.
I think they would just like to use robots, and they think that'll do fine, but you can't.
Yeah.
You cannot look at almost any job, technical job anybody does these days, and say a robot can do that. You'd spend all your time trying to program the idiot things. But we got to really watch out for that Beto trying to take over Texas from the governor, and if he does, Texas is shot. But
wish the governor would get off his butt and do something about something. He's kind of got the right idea, but he's too interested in just making a showing and getting reelected. None of these guys are really interested in actually exercising the authority they had. As I've said before, if Abbott wanted to close the border, he wouldn't have to confer with one other individual on this planet. He could do it by himself in the morning.
He's raising it, and it could be closed tight.
Nobody could do a damn thing about it except attack him with a military, which I think would be really stupid. Pat, I got another caller now. Do you have anything else?
No, just everybody better register, even if you don't plan on voting for anybody, but getting rid of Beto.
Yeah.
Beto.
Okay. Very good.
And you can go to the Servipedia and find out. Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks a bunch, Pat. Thanks for calling. All right. Jean from Kentucky, how are you doing?
Fine. I'm not fine, but I'm living. But anyway, has Tom Rogers weighed in on the monkeypox?
Who
has
is?
He called the program. Tom from Utah, Tom Rogers. Has he called in about it?
That's what he called it?
No, I'm asking, since I haven't caught a lot of the programs lately, has he weighed in on monkeypox?
Have I weighed in on monkeypox?
No, has Tom Rogers from Utah, has he weighed in on the
Tom
monkeys?
Tom Rogers from, he's from Utah, you say?
Yeah, he's a pathologist that I follow now, that he's my guru, I call him. He's the only person I would believe about this. So I didn't know if he's called in your program or anybody else, since I've missed a lot of programs, you know, if he's weighed in on it. So, Tom, if you're listening, weigh in on the subject, please.
Well,
the authority.
He's the authority on monkeypox.
He's authority on all viruses and bacteria. He is the man.
Oh, okay.
He's a pathologist.
Well, I'll have to look into him.
TomRogers.org. Yeah. Poison the Poor or GassingAmerica.com. Yeah.
Okay.
He's my health advisor now, so whatever. Love y'all out there.
Tom
y'all take Rogers care.
Tom Rogers.com, you say?
I believe, and I think it's .org or .com. But
okay,
he's
something like
very
that.
Well
Tom
known
Rogers.
RBN.
Something. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Tom, if you're listening, call in, please. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, Jean. All right. Well, we'll have to look into that Tom Rogers thing. I haven't heard about this one. You know, I just, it's hard for me to stay up with all this. In fact, I don't want to. I think I'd go crazy if I tried to stay up with what all these maniacs and then, you know what I'm really kind of tired of? Is just, is the population always going to be just reactionary? We just sit here like a big old slab of meat and let them do one thing after another to us at their own will, their own leisure, their own pace, cook up one disaster after another and come up with a fake solution or a horrible solution or the cure is worse than the disease. And we just sit here day after day, month after year, year after year, and the solution's always the same. Vote Republican or vote Democrat. I am totally burned out on that. I am totally burned. I mean, I get these things on my, they even got my phone number on my cell phone, and they send me, you know, give $25 to Trump. I don't want to give to, what a, Trump doing what? I mean, what I give any money to Trump for? About all he left us is this damn disaster at the whatever you want to call it at the Capitol. I mean, this guy just walks into stuff blindly, stumbles, leads the large segment of the society of the country into a trap like that. He doesn't have to. What? And all of that's just show. It's all show stuff. I'm sick of showmanship and dancing on the stage and doing the jig and all that. Cut all that crap out and actually do something. Exercise your authority. What'd we give it to you for? You know, one of the things I used to get all the time was, you know, we elect him president because he wanted to close the border and America first. What'd he do? He started asking you for money to close the border. Now, why do I want to give him money? He has authority to close the border. He don't need my money to close the border. And neither does Greg Abbott need my money or my election to close the border. He could do it tomorrow. Close the damn border tomorrow. What's the matter with these people? They don't do anything. Anyway. Well, we got another caller, got a couple of callers. Well, I'm going to ask Julie to skip this break. I know that Mark does all the time, so hopefully that we'll do that. So, Charlie from Florida, how you doing? Are you there? Maybe I got a connection problem.
Can you hear me?
Here. I can now,
yeah.
Yes.
We didn't connect there right away.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to add that we've got a guy that he's even, I think, probably better than Tom. I know Tom is pretty smart about these viruses and all, but this guy, James Vancouver, he taught virologists, okay? He was a guy that used to teach virologists.
And his name, anybody, James Vancouver?
Yeah, James from Vancouver. Yeah,
oh,
if anybody
James
should
from
listen,
Vancouver.
Yeah, James in Vancouver, that's what he goes by.
Okay.
His call name. But, yeah, he used to teach virologists. If anybody knows what's going on with all this monkey business and this COVID-19 junk, it's him. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, right. He's the one that we should be talking to, not some, you know, body else. But I agree that Tom is intelligent. He's very smart, and he's a smart man and all that. But, I don't think he's got the qualifications that James there does. James has got qualifications coming out of Yin Yang, you know.
Yeah,
anyway,
like this,
yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like Peter McCullough, Dr. Peter McCullough. He's no slouch.
I'd say he's even above Peter McCullough there. Peter McCullough actually is a doctor. This guy teaches doctors. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, Peter McCullough is just so good. But anyway, that's about all I wanted to say. I don't particularly agree with Pat on all this stuff about this monkey virus exists, and I don't believe it exists at all. But I'm just a layman. I don't know. What do I know? That's why I say I prefer to.
Well, Charlie, can you hang on just a second? Let me ask if there's a James from Vancouver awaiting to be on the line. Could this be the same one?
Put him on. It's him. Yeah.
Okay.
Put him on.
James, come on in. We'll see if Julie will let you in here.
Julie, if you need me to get off, I will, yeah.
No, you can stay on because I don't know if it's the same
Hello.
Guy. James, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you doing?
Yeah, are you
Cheryl,
the guy
you
that, my, that Charlie's referring to here?
I was a consultant, but one of the things I did was lobby Congress 20 years ago. Actually, 22 years ago, on the cure for cancer, and anyway, that's another story. But what I wanted to get at here was, did you hear about the Mississauga massacre? You got three doctors dying in 3 days, and then two more died?
No, I hadn't heard about this. What's this again?
Oh, hell, yeah. I call it the Mississauga massacre, because three of them died within 3 days of taking that damn fourth shot. And what the weird thing about it is they all got licenses to practice medicine. Get it?
That's like, unbelievable.
My question is, Charlie, are you there? How can people with so much education, how can people with so much education be so damn stupid? And the answer is they got no common sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, they rely too much on government, and they do have a license to protect, and they always think their license is in jeopardy if they speak the truth. And hell, they might be right. Maybe not their license immediately, but look at Dr. McCullough here. He just had all his he got fired from Baylor and from the Texas A&M had all his stuff unpublished and thrown out. These people are psychos, man. They are crazy.
Ron, I've got a point I'd like to make, if I could, please, real quick.
Sure, go ahead.
The reason I keep harping on this all the time, about this stuff not existing and this and that, we need to get it out there to the people. They need to know that they've been, okay, the people of this country, I mean, look at the number of people that have lost family members on these breathing machines, these whatever they were, put into hospitals, treated for a phony disease, killed, businesses lost, on and on and on. This country suffered, and we need to clear this up. These people need to know the truth, because when they know the truth, they're going to get angry. And when they get angry, they're going to take back this country. And that's what we need.
I agree, and I believe, though, also to add to that, that they need to learn how to create new lawful government after they do that, because there's more to creating lawful government than kicking the butt of the old one. We need to learn that, and people are very slow at coming around to doing that. They get angry, and they do stupid stuff, and then they don't know what to do, and then they don't know how to create anything, and it's just a mess. This is not just about going to work and voting for the right guy and then getting madder in hell and breaking stuff. That is going to take a whole lot more than that to create lawful government.
Well, we need prosecutions in this country. We definitely do. Anyway, thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet, Charlie. Thank you.
Thanks, Charlie.
Yeah you're right, welcome, James.
I'm glad
thank
he
you.
Introduced me to you a little differently there, James. So, very good. Thanks.
Okay, well, I'll let you go, and we'll talk again. Thanks,
Charlie. Okay. All right, James. Bye-bye. Thank you. You bet. Bye-bye. All right. Well, that was interesting. there was quite a good recommendation of James that calls in, quite frankly, here to my show and others. That was a good recommendation by Charlie. And anyway, that was fun, and Pat's always a kick. And it's kind of funny. Old men have a hard time, at least this is my case, I have a hard time understanding older women my age. Whereas I understand old men most of the time. I don't know what that is about that, but Julie has to help me now and then understand what they say. But anyway, thanks everybody for tuning in, and I hope you can endure me taking over Mark's show for a little bit of time here. He wanted to kind of reserve his slot here, and I've kind of volunteered to say, well, if I take it for a while, maybe they could put up with me and you could get it back a little later. So that's the plan. So anyway, and of course, I'll still be on Tuesday and Thursday, and I'll be taking Mark's show. I didn't get to read. I really wanted to read part of this article by Mark Anderson in the American Free Press titled Supreme Court Abortion Decision Returns Power Back to the People. It's a very well-written article, and maybe I'll get back to it. And I kind of wanted to say one quick thing, too. I thought it was this one thing just really popped out big in his article. And it's really a quote from Mississippi State Law, which is Mississippi. It was actually the Mississippi Department of Health that is the plaintiff in the case that overturned Roe versus Wade. And they use the term, quote, unborn human being. And I thought, well, why not? Instead of calling everything a fetus, why not call it an unborn human being, much like undocumented migrant? Isn't that interesting? Are we going to let them get away with all this just by messing with the language? This is unreal. Anyway, our time's about up, and so thanks for tuning in. And tune in the rest of the week at 2 o'clock, and call in, and we'll have some more. All right, thank you. See you tomorrow.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.